Other news we're following today, angry protesters have taken to the streets of Beirut following a huge car bomb explosion there yesterday that killed at least 8 people, including a top Lebanese intelligence official. The Lebanese cabinet held an emergency meeting amid fears the country is being drawn into the war in neighboring Syria. Lebanese politicians accused the Syrian government of assassination and said the attack was an attempt to provoke unrest in Lebanon. The Syrian government issued a statement condemning the bombing. Now to the West Bank, where Palestinians are voting in long-delayed municipal elections. It's the first time in 6 years that elections have been held in the territory, and a new gender quota requirement means that Palestinian women are a real presence on the ballot. More than 1,000 women are running for office, as we hear from Shira Frankel.
Wafa Aisha Hamayl is campaigning in a small shopping center in the Ramallah suburb of Al Bira. She's explaining the importance of voting to 28-year-old Isra Rabia. Rabia laughs and tells her not to worry. She plans on voting for whatever women appear on the ballot. Hamayl seems pleased with their exchange and moves on to the next potential voter. Wearing a cheetah print blouse and matching headscarf or hijab, she looks every inch the fashionable Palestinian mother of four on an afternoon errand.
Sharing in this democratic process, it's very important for me to talk to young people, to women, about their role in this very, very important, you know, process.
She then turns to a woman shopping with her 3 young children. I'm a mother like you, she says. I will act in your interests.
I really want to prove the role of the women in this society. I want to prove to everybody that women can do a lot.
Hamayl says that her biggest campaign hurdle is not convincing constituents to vote for a woman, but to vote at all. A poll conducted last month by the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research found that half of Palestinians did not plan on voting. While some cite an economy in crisis and a lack of progress in the peace process as their reasons for boycotting the vote, others say they just don't see any viable candidates. The Islamist group Hamas is boycotting the elections due to a long-standing dispute with the Fatah movement, which leads the West Bank government. Hamas controls the Gaza Strip, where no election is being held. Fatah, meanwhile, has ousted hundreds of its own members from its roster of candidates for choosing to run as independents. 47-year-old Ramallah resident Samar Kutab says she's boycotting the elections.
If I would agree with the elections in principle, then yes, women should participate. But for me now, it's not men or women. It's about the country. It's about our identity.
She says she has nothing against women running for office. The problem, she says, is the idea of elections in general.
I can't see the point in having elections under occupation first. And because I don't think that we're going anywhere. I can't see any point in going and pretend that we have democracy and we have a country, we have a state. We don't have any of these.
Once the Palestinians have their own state, says Kutab, then there'll be a real vote. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.